I wanted to know, the last message that you sent, you ended it on a very beautiful note, but this has been your message pretty much throughout, which is you have to have a goal in life and a vision of how to achieve that goal, to know how to get those steps. There's a verse in the Quran, Surah Al-Azab, verse 23, and I want this to be my goal, and I wanted a pure explanation of it so I know exactly what this goal is about and how to achieve it.
If you listen to his brother and his question is nothing new. 23, his question. 24, believe it or not, the answer. By Allah. And this two verse has one thing in common. What is that? Sidq. What is sidq? Truthfulness. What is truthfulness? When you study in Islam, you have two major topics. Ikhlas and sidq. And when you go back, what is ikhlas? Ikhlas and niyyah. The sincerity of your niyyah. If you are sincere in your niyyah, you have ikhlas in your amal. You have truthfulness in your action. If the niyyah is corruption, the action is corruption. And if the niyyah is corruption, the action is corruption, you have no fruit. This verse is very unique and very powerful. من المؤمنين رجال. Among the believer is men. What is the first qualification of these people? صدقوا. They have صدق. ما عاهدوا الله عليه. They have صدق. Truthfulness of what they promise Allah with. The covenant between them and Allah. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. Among them is dead. This is the early companion. ومنهم من ينتظر. Believe it or not, this is a companion. They said, Allah, tell us about that. Some of the early companions died for Sabilillah. And the majority is left waiting. Allah said among them, these people, the one who's waiting, they hold tight the covenant. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They will not change the covenant. Today, I will tell you the truth. All of us did tabdeel. We are too far from the message, and everyone follow his own desire and running like chicken without head. In a different extent. And this why the ummah is keep divided, 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 divided. And instead of being united, we divided. Why we divided? Because everybody won't follow his own nafs. Can you be among this verse? No. All of you, I tell you one thing very powerful. Read Riyad al-Salihin. Read one hadith at a time. Read men around the messenger. Read women around the messenger. Study their life. Study their footsteps. See how they live, how they think, how they thought, how they do. Today, the majority of young people, believe it or not, too far from all the basic. And this is why they lose the manhood. They lose this status between them and Allah. You will never have to have this covenant and have this style unless you have truthfulness with Allah. You remember all what I said today and all the messages you see here? Go to Surah At-Tawbah. I will get you the reverse number very soon. Okay? And in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said? He said something very, very beautiful. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believe, ittaqu Allah, have fear of Allah. Wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be among the truthfulness one. Look at his advice. Look at his advice. Because if you're not among the sadiqeen, who you will be? Who you will be when you're running as a joker, as a clown? Try to prove whatever you want. Try to be a clown to everyone. And most of all, you try to be a clown to yourself and other. Can you be? You will never be. You will never be a good follower. If you're not a good follower, you will never be a leader. You will be a fake one. You will be a fake one. And no fruits. And everything in your life become entertainment. No any fruits. And you think you are an achiever. Imagine being an achiever of entertainment. And you think you are mashallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this young man who is sitting with me now asked me the question. He gave me a verse. This verse is one my constitution, my life. Among the believer is men, not all of them. I always want to be a man. But a man to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Keep my word. Keep my covenant. This why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the hadith of the meaning of my companion is the one Allah choosing them to be my companion. Follow them. If you want any role model, follow my companion. It's a long hadith. Where we are from the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we far away from the teaching of Allah in Quran, in a Quranic story, if we far away from the companion life and their messages and their wisdom and their word and their thoughts, tell me who you are, who you are, who you follow. What about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, look who you follow, who is your friend, you know who you are. Believe me, I'm talking, I'm sending this message, and I have plenty of people in my heart. Plenty of people in my heart I love and I ache for them. Because the amount of arrogance and ego, and they're running like chicken without head, and they think they do wonder. No, my brother and sister in Islam. If the basic is corrupted, if the root is corrupted, the fruit will be corrupted. Don't ever forget it. One day I went to this village or this place and I saw a beautiful apple tree. I said to the owner, can I eat from it? He said, please don't touch it. I said, why? He said, if you eat any one of this apple, you will be so sick. I said, why? He said, the tree is sick. I said, did you try? He said, I try everything. And I came to a conclusion. They tell me the sickness from the roots. This why nothing I can do. Always the fruit coming sick. Because the root is sick. The sickness in the roots. I said, what the cure? He said, there's no cure. He said, no cure, except I have to take it off. There's no benefit from it. It gives you beautiful crops. It looks good. But if you eat it, it poison. And he took one fruit and he opened it for me. It's full of worm inside. It looked very beautiful from outside. It's so sick inside. So sick. Why? The root is sick. If the root is sick, the whole tree is sick. And he showed me the holes in the leaves and the tiny, tiny hole in the apple. He told me no benefit. I said, subhanallah. If the root is sick, the leaf is sick, the fruit is sick, it will be poison. It look good, but no benefit. It can harm. Ask yourself, what is your roots? What is your branches? What is your leaves? What is your fruit? What is your crops to yourself and the family around you? What you're spreading? What you're impacting? Impacting with what? And most of all, look at your roots. If the root is strong, the trunk is strong, the branch is strong, the leaf is so beautiful, the fruit is so beautiful, tasty and beneficial to people. This is a mu'min, like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. When Abu Bakr Siddiq died, what he said? He said, Abu Bakr Siddiq al-Ghayth is like rain. Whatever way it go, it benefit. Always, the mu'min is benefit whatever where he is. Anytime, anywhere. I hope today this bunch of sequence of thought is coming to an end with something so beautiful. Seek knowledge. be with those can benefit you and run after them. This another musibah I saw it in my life today. When I was so young, I always run after good people. Until today, when I hear any good people or hear somebody has goodness, I listen. I see their wisdom where it's coming from. Because no ending for seeking knowledge and wisdom. One of the musibah of the young people, the majority of them, they have nobody as a role model. They claim they have, but they don't. They have no, they're not following any man in their life. They have no companionship, real companionship with humble and humility. They do not seek knowledge in a sequence. They have no sequence of thought. How you can be? How you can achieve something when you do not have a vision? This is another topic, vision. When you get the vision, you will not get it by yourself. You have to learn it from those who have vision. Number one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, the companion of Rasulullah. Number four is the real righteous early people. After that, whoever follow them. Please add verse 23-24, Shaptar al-Ahzab, and I wish somebody to engage and reflect over all what I said today, inshallah. May Allah accept you, make you a man, make you live as a man, die as a man, resurrected as a man, and Allah call you a man. And by the way, again, this verse, a man, doesn't meaning a man, a male. Meaning a person, male or female, carries a covenant and have trustfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our big musibah, we lie to ourselves, we lie to Allah, we lie to the message, we lie to each other. We have to stop to be a liar. You will not go anywhere. No way. May Allah make me a truthfulness. May Allah make me a man. Make dua for yourself. This has to be you. You want it. I want it for myself. It's up to you. How I know who am I? It's very simple. You want to know? Go to Quran. Over close to 60 verses in Quran about Sidq. Located in all the Quran, almost all over. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat it? And this is one of the main qualification of the sign of being a mu'min. You always find, if you are a mu'min, you have sidq. If you're munafiq or kafir, you are a liar. Always. Always. Is no two, no three. When you read a hadith of Rasulullah SAW about that, one time one man came to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, if the mu'min is a coward, he said, yes. Can the mu'min be weak? Yes. Can the mu'min this? Can the mu'min that? And he calling many different quality. And he said, can the mu'min be a liar? He said, no. And lying here, many level. And the most musibah to be a liar with Allah. To have two faces, two heart, two vision, two tongue. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized also, Sadiqeen, Sidq is the sign of the tongue, the action, your reflection of things. By the way, if you want me to summarize it for you, if you have sidq with Allah, you have honesty and sincerity in your niyyah, it reflects in your behavior, in your niyyah, in what you want to do. It's not a talk. It's not a talk. It's not a talk. It reflects in your salah. Are you delaying your salah or no? Look to all the quality. I want you to go, I can do it for you if you want. And if you want, you can do it by yourself. Do it as a homework. Go to any website, Quranic website, with software which you put the word Sidq, Sadiqeen. And I will give you all the verses in Quran about that. And read it by yourself. Forget about me. Read it. You will find out always, Sadiqeen versus Munafiqeen is no medium. You cannot be Munafiq and Sadiq. You cannot be Sadiq and Munafiq. You cannot. Either one. Only one. May Allah save us, wallahi. May Allah save us. All of us, including me, 100%. And this applied to your feeling, desire, emotion, thinking, thought, want, love, like, desire to be, companionship, who you want to get married to, what kind of children you want, who you are in this society. Apply it to everything. You are a mu'min. A mu'min with Allah. Apply it even to every time you want vacation, you want any action. And this all together will go under the umbrella of another big word in Quran called Ikhlas. Ikhlas meaning the niyyah is purely to Allah. Sidq is a reflection in the action of your behavior and the outcoming of your niyyah. If you ask me today, the majority of us manipulating our word and niyyah and everything. This is why the outcoming of our action is a mess. And the more you have pure niyyah, you have pure sidq, Allah give you action. If you do not see a result, if you do not see goodness in the result of your action, something wrong rooted in your niyyah. Don't blame nobody. I see people going in a cycle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back. No, even one step forward. What it meaning? Something corrupted in the niyyah. Shaitan can manipulate you and make you look like a mukhlis, but you're so stubborn even against Allah. I give you example. I know beautiful people can get married anytime, but they're not married. Why? Something wrong in their own thinking. Either they are so fanatic, I want her to be this way and this way and this way and this way, or I'm so scared, I'm not sure. If you get again, if you go back to what we started with, a state of kufr and shirk, denial to the quality of Allah. And if you give them advice, you go back to their own genetic and your own musibah. Why? Lack of iman, lack of sidq with Allah. Truthfulness with Allah is so beautiful. It gives you this tranquility even in the time of musibah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this also, this journey of thought today, may Allah put barakah in it for me and for you. And make us among صادقين, مخلصين, متوكلين, مؤمنين, لربنا, عابدون, شاكرون, حامدون, ساجدون. آمين يا رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.